place, Asher Nishbata La'avoseinu. I'd like to read it all through first, and you'll get the feel of what's going on. It's short, but it's very, very powerful. And then we'll go back and explain what's going on. Yesh b'nei Adam she'enam hagunim. There are people who are enai hagun. It means they have no merits to them, apparently. They, without any self-justification, without any rights, any merits left for themselves. Enam hagunim, never people...
Redeeming qualities.
No redeeming qualities, thank you. Thank you so much. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu merachem al kulam. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachem on all of them. Even those people who don't have any redeeming qualities. Where do you get that from? I will abchein on those who I want to have grace to. Says the Gemara, these are for people who are incorrect, who are, don't have any saving qualities to them. They don't have anything special about them. We'll see what it means in a minute. Let's finish off. There is a special storehouse of reward for people who receive chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chaynein v'noisein lehem matnas chinam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has special grace for such people. You'll ask me why. We'll see in a second. But he gives them what's called matnas chinam. Lefi she'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Harei yesh lehem zechus avos. After all, they're descendants of the avos hakadoshim, so they have a merit. Their merit is their ancestry. Not much more, but that's all they have. Ani nishbati la'avos. I swore to the avos. We'll see inside a second where it comes from. In came im heyos she'enam hagunim yisku bishvil she'hem mizera avos. Even though they have no saving qualities of themselves, but nevertheless they have a mishpacha behind them. They have ancestry, and that their lineage is their whole merit. How come you'll say? How can that be? There was shoy maybe. They have no mitzvahs to them. Maybe they're amaratzim, but why should they have any merit at all? We'll see in a second. The fichach ani halein ba'anagim ad sheyitkunu. I'll look after them and I preserve them and protect them until they straighten out. Now, what's going on here? First of all, let's go back and see. What is this people who are enam hagunim? What does it mean enam hagunim? Now, there in the Ramban, the Chanois Yesher Ochoim, the Ramban brings out. They're not hogun in our eyes, but maybe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes they are hogun. We don't know the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes justice, so it could be that we think of them as nobody, but in reality they're very significant people. It's a beautiful thought. We don't know what their strength is. We can't recognize, we don't see that they have any merits, but maybe according to who they are, maybe they do have merits, and that's the saving quality which they have. If you turn over and have a look what he says here, look what he says here. Ba'isa Shah, Kuflam and Dalad at the top here, Ba'isa Shah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Moshe Rabbeinu up to Shemaim, Hera lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kaloitzes. He showed him all the rewards that he has to give out. Va'achakach ro Oitzah Godol. And then he showed him a very beautiful storehouse of rewards. Omar Oitzah Zesha Mihu, Moshe Rabbeinu asked, who is this one for? Omale, Misha Yesh loy, Ani Noisein loy, Mizcholoy. Misha Ein loy, someone who doesn't have any merit, Ani Oisei lo Chinam. I'll provide him with a reward, even though he's not deserving. For nothing. I will favor those who I find favor. Now, it means that the Medrash brings out a little. The Ramban says that we don't see them according to our eyes. But the Medrash brings out in the Ein Yaakov I saw, it could be that certain people are created with tremendous disabilities. They don't have ability to learn, they don't have ability, they have a very weak character, they have a very poor profile, they have a very weak background. So in Hashem's eyes, they could be really tzaddikim, but we don't know the difficulties that they experience in life. For example, someone who has a terrible heartache that he can't lend money to people. He's broken hearted, he can't lend money to people. He really wants to, but he hasn't got money. So Kodesh Baruch looks to him and says, look, he really wants to. A person who has a tremendous cheshek for Torah, but he has no opportunity for learning Torah, that person has certain merits. He's Emor Hogan in action, says the Medrash, the Ein Yaakov there. But in reality, in Shamayim, he really is Hogan, but we don't see that. That's how it's so important to be done the Kaf Zchus. You don't know what's behind a person. Or maybe a person has tremendous disabilities, or he's a very cool person, or a very miserly person. He's made with a certain temperament, and therefore it's not really his fault. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll favor him, even though he's really not favorable. He doesn't have actions behind him. And that we never know.
He's Hagun.
Hogun.
Hagun could be
natural mitzvahs?
It could be. It could be. Even someone who's not Shomer Mitzvahs, it could be that. He's a Jew, and he's born. I often used to. I remember when we were in yeshiva, and I was 18 years old. I remember we had a discussion. It's in Cambi Avna, and we had a discussion amongst a few of us together with Rabbi Graven, and we discussed about opportunities that we had in life and other people had in life and never had in life. I remember we came up in the discussion. I remember it very clearly that where we come from, we had an education, we had a rebbe, we had a cheder, and everything. What happened to a child who was born in Berlin during the 30s? What chances did he have? What opportunities did he have in life? And the family was a Haskalah family, and everybody was going after Moses Mendelssohn and all these people, and Spinoza, these people. What chances did he have? He had no chances at all of ever growing. He never was exposed to any Torah, but we were. And you can never work out what opportunities we have, and other people don't have those opportunities. I remember we used to feel also that there was those who went out into the army, and we never had to go fight in the army, and it was very difficult for those who go out. And I don't have that necessity, but other Israelis had to go out into the army. They had no choice. These are situations which people are put in life, which our Kaddish Baruch Hu judges them. And therefore, when it comes to certain merits which you don't find redeeming qualities, Eino Hogan, you're right, they're not Hogan, but our Kaddish Baruch Hu said, I'm going to give them Matnas Chinam. Why? Because of their ancestry. Because I have a reward for them, for whatever reason. Maybe because we don't see their merits, but they really are merit. That's the Ramban. And the Ein Yaakov brings down, that in the Medrash there, that he says that no, that maybe even HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that they're not Hogun, but really they have a disability. A person has tremendous cheshit for learning Torah, but no one's to teach him. No one's ever shown him anything. He can't read anything at all. But he's really very Hogun. He's really Hogun, but we don't see it. There's a beautiful story told. It's in the story of Rav Moshe. Maybe I once told it before. But of a boy who grew up in Flatbush, and his parents were Mechalel Shabbos, and he had no opportunities at all for Yiddishkeit. And he had nothing to do on Shabbos afternoon, so he went along to Pirchei. And Shabbos afternoon, and he discovered that in Pirchei, Shabbos afternoon, his mother was serving him treifas. She was eating treifas. So he came back home, and he said, I can't eat that food. I'm not eating it. So his mother said, if you don't eat the food, I'm putting your father in. So the father came in and said, you don't eat the food, I'll beat you. And he took his strap off and he beat him. And he went back the following Shabbos and told the Madrich, this is what happened to me. Madrich says, you should know that you didn't eat the food. In the American army, you have someone who puts stars on his shoulder. You just got 3 stars. You are a general because you were prepared to be Moisa Nefesh for Torah mitzvahs. And it went on like this, and eventually he became a Fum boy, and he was Shomer Torah mitzvahs, and he left home, and he left his parents, and he went to learn by Reuven, is it, in Staten Island, in the yeshiva there, in the son of Reb Moshe. He learned in the yeshiva there, and he grew and became a Talmud Chacham. He had no connection with his family. And eventually, after a long time, he was learning the Beis HaMedrash, and someone came and told him that someone has come to see him. And it was his father outside. His father said he wanted to speak to him. He divorced his mother, and he now wants to be Mekai in Torah mitzvahs, and his mother didn't want to, and he now wants to change. So he wants to ask his son for forgiveness for the way he beat him and the way he was so angry with him, but he now wants to join. So he asked Moshe what he should do, and Moshe said he should, yes, but he has to prepared to sit and learn Torah, if I remember me correctly, and also wear tzitzis, I think Reb Moshe said to him. I think wear tzitzis as well. Eventually the father came and sat and learned in the Beis HaMedrash, and he also learned Torah, but he was a brilliant accountant, and he couldn't learn anything at all. Every time he learned anything, he forgot it. He couldn't make sense of one line of Gemara. And he worked very, very hard. He had tremendous difficulties. Eventually, he managed to finish, I think, a Daf Gemara. So the story goes. He finished the Daf Gemara, and it was a tremendous simcha for him. So they went and asked Rav Moshe what should. Moshe said, you should make a siyum. Make a siyum for me. Learn one Daf Gemara. And they made a siyum for him. And that night he died. The father died.
Yeah.
I think the son inherited then all the money. And he became a very wealthy boy, and he had his father gave him everything that he had. But they asked him, how come he was such a brilliant man, he couldn't learn one line Gemara? But Moshe said, because he was eating treifas all the time, it affected him, but he couldn't learn. So they asked him, Moshe, what they should put on the grave. And Moshe said, Poi nitman tzaddik. Right, that's what the word is, a tzaddik. Why? The man had great great cheshek to them, but he couldn't learn. It didn't go in. After all his past and his experiences, it didn't go in. And he managed to learn one daf gemara in his life, that was all. And then he died. But Mashiach said, put on his ponit matzadik. There's a person who had great cheshek, but it didn't work for him. So maybe he's not hogun, mm-hmm. maybe, but he really was hogun because he had a cheshek and he realized it. What the emes was.
In this week's parsha, it says, Anashe Kodesh Tiyun. This week's parsha.
Yes.
The Rashbam says, what does it mean, Anashe Kodesh? Means that they don't eat treif.
Don't eat treif.
That's Kodesh.
That's Kedusha. Beautiful expression. That's the Russian for Kedusha. So we see that's what the meaning of Hogan here is. But let's go back to it now. What's the makor for this? That HaKadosh Baruch has rachamim even on those people who are not Hogan. But my rabbi says it's a medrash. I found the medrash here in Vayikra, in Emor. Listen to this medrash here. It's a beautiful medrash. The medrash brings down as follows. V'chodesh hashvi, v'berech yehoi koyle yalchut ushvuasa. It's the month of the Shavua. Sheboi nishba HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'Avraham Avinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore to Avraham Avinu, Hoda hu dichsev, because it says in the pasuk, Ayomer binishbati no Hashem. After the akedah, Hashem said, I make an oath, the zarach la'achalecha, to protect your children. That's HaKadosh Baruch made a shavua. Matzo yuchay l'shavua. Why did HaKadosh Baruch make a shavua? If he just had to say it, why make a shavua? Why did he have to promise Avraham Avinu to look after his zarach after the akedah? Where baby bar abba omar, b'shem Reb Yochanan, omad Avraham Avinu b'tfilah v'tachanunim. Avraham Avinu begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the time that you told me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I could have answered you and said, yesterday you said, now you told me that I was going to have family. Now you tell me a noila. So you're contradicting your words. I could have talked, but I never said anything to you. I could have asked you questions and said you're contradicting yourself. But I overcame my inclination. I didn't answer you anything. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was like a deaf, mute person. I never said it. You told me what to do, and I did it straight away. Said Avraham Avinu, when the children of Yitzchak, when they do things wrong, you promise me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you'll have rachamim on the children of Yitzchak, even though they do things wrong. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I promise you. And that's where it comes from. Even though they're not hogan, because of Avraham Avinu's prayer, still there's rachamim for people who are not hogan. And that's the makor, Rabbi Yisrael. The Binishvati, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him. So you'll say, it's not al-pi din. He mentions that here. Look at the footnote here at the bottom. He brings down here. It's not al-pi din. Look at Kuf Lamed Vav. You have Kuf Lamed Vav here? Yesh la'ayin. Have it there? Yesh la'ayin. Mitzad kiyam ha-shvua she-nishbar la-habois, im kein l'chayra, ein zem midas ha-rachamim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shvua, then why is it rachamim? He promised that he would look after them. Ela han-hoga shel-mishbat mipnei she-tzorich l'kayim shvuasai. What do you mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not rachamim. If he swore, then he's mechuyav HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have rachamim HaKlal Yisrael. צריך לומר שעצם הדבר שנשבע הקדוש ברוך הוא לאבויס באופן זה הוא מפני שיש לקדוש ברוך הוא מידה זו שהוא מרחם על הבונים כדי שלא יספזו ולא יצטערו האבויס. No, it's the rachamim, you're right, but the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was prepared to make a shvua to look after his children, that in itself was rachamim. V'im lo hachi lo haya nishba b'hen. He wouldn't have sworn like that. U'mizeh anachu tzrichim l'ilma din hakein. That's the midah. The midah is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, he promised to have midah sarachamim, even though they're not deserving of it. And ma'isim ro'im, which is an incredible z'chus here. Z'chus ova is such an incredible power here that even though they're not hogan for it, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, and the promise is that even though I'm mechuyav to do that, it's my rachamim which causes me to do it. Api rachamim, I act that way. It's towards Klal Yisrael.
What's the
subject
of the measures then? Since Avraham Avinu didn't say this era, why did that get along to rachamim? Why?
Since I acted in a way of not answering you back.
So what, you mean Hashem, don't even though they're doing wrong,
don't
say anything.
Don't say anything to them. Don't do anything to them. Because I acted in that middah, so you act in that middah as well. That was Binishvati. Because you're punished for promising.
Well, it's
unbelievable. That's the discourse of Avraham Avinu, of asking for Klal Yisrael. They say in the Shemoneh Esrei, that's when we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov is a bris. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham that he will look after them and not harm them. Similarly, a bris to Yitzchak and a bris to Yaakov. Each one had an independent, exclusive bris. Elokei Avraham is Dafka because Avraham Avinu's behavior, he promised to look after Klal Yisrael. He promised to look after because of Yitzchak and then Yaakov as well. It's Elokei. Elokei means a bris there. And that was the bris which he swore to Avraham Avinu, that he would look after the children. Incredible koyach of zchus aves. That's the rachamim which we receive. So let's go on. Lefisha Omar. So then we said, Hare yesh lahem zchus aves. They have zchus aves. It's an incredible power there. That there is zchus aves, even though we're not deserving from it. Imkein im heyos enoshim hagunim. Even though people aren't hagun, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts in them because of the zera Avraham Avinu. And that is behind us the zchus of zchus avos. And zchus avos carries us in a tremendous way. I was thinking, tomorrow morning when you daven, take a bit more time over these words in the morning when you say it, because it shakes you up every morning if you say it with kavanah. Listen to what you say every morning. We don't ask you because of our righteousness. Because of your mercy, look after us. Listen, Mo'onu, what are we? Mo'chayenu, what's worth of our lives? Mechasteinu, matzit koseinu, ma yeshuaseinu, ma kocheinu, ma kvoseinu, ma noimalofen. We have no real merit of our own. If we think about the merit which we have compared to the obvious from before us, so why should I call it Shabbat Bacham Yomos? Hashem Alokeinu Velokeinu. Halo kol ha-gibayim ka'ein lefanecha. In reality, all the great gibayim that we have are nothing. Va'anshei Hashem kol ha-hayu. They're not here anymore, the Anshei Hashem, the great people, the famous people. Ha-chachomim kibli madon. Ha-chachomim as if they have no knowledge. U'nevoinim kibli haskel. Ki yiloib ma'aseim tohu. Most people act in a way of tohu, of that emptiness. And most of the time we act in the way of vanity. We run after money, we run after taiva, we run after covet. There's really no great benefits of a person over an animal. So what is our merit? You promised him, and that's the Shavua. You promised Avraham Avinu, and that's us. Zera Yitzchak Yechida, Shenekat Agabeh Mizbeach, Adas Yaakov Binucha Bechayuecha, Shemei Havos Reshahatosa, the love that you have for Avraham Avinu, we're still cashing in on that. Umisimchosa Shesamachta Boy, Karosa Es Shema Yisrael Bishuan. We have a tremendous schus behind us, which is a phenomenal account here, and that's what the schus avos comes forward and gives us here. This great schus of schus avos. Otherwise, what merit do we have? Only because of schus avos that we really have a kiyum here. That's the nekuda here. Lamaisa, it doesn't take much stretch of imagination to think how come we zoche in our door to all the merit of living in Eretz Yisrael and having yeshivas and siyum hashas and dafayomi and all these things. What's our merit that we have? You must say it because of the merit of the Shoah, maybe, in our door. What's? And all the doyos from behind it. All that they suffered because of that. No, what? Where are we coming in from it? Why do we deserve so much? These people never had these merits before. Chofetz Chaim or the Gaon, they never managed to come to live in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, the opportunities that we have that they had in the previous Davos. But it must be the Zchus Avos, not just for the Avon, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but the previous generations. We're living on the merit of others. And that's the great Zchus that we have. Zchus Avos must carry us tremendous away. The suffering of people from before. I remember I once heard that Rebbetzin Grunfeld, from the wife of Diane Grunfeld, had once said that you must imagine that out of Auschwitz, all those, that smoke comes into Ponovich, comes into the Mir, comes into Lakewood, and comes into the growth of Eretz as well. And someone once drew a picture of it. I saw the picture of, like, from there comes all the growth of Eretz as well. Because of the schus of those people who died al Kiddush Hashem, schus avos we have. Not just schus avos of the avos hakdoshim, but in previous generations we're living on that. We have great merits behind us. I feel very strongly about that. That in our door, you know, what merit do we have to be here and living here? It must be that we're cashing in on the doulos of the previous merits behind it.
You see, like you mentioned, how like a sium, 100,000 people in one place.
Yes. And that's only one of the sium.
And a freezing day.
Yes.
Kiddush Hashem.
Unbelievable.
The priest of Eric, he couldn't believe.
Yes, he couldn't believe the behavior. No fights. No drunkenness.
Yeah.
No nothing.
A letter.
I read a letter in Wembley. On Shabbos, I read out the letter of the manager of the Wembley Stadium when they had 7,000 people there. So she wrote a letter saying that usually at an event like this, we have between 700 and 1,000 items which we have to confiscate. We confiscated nothing. Usually we have drunkenness and brawls and arguments. There wasn't one. We never had that before. She said she'd been here for 2 years and she's stayed 300 events. Never ever has there been an event like this. She said that she couldn't understand. All the staff were amazed. Everybody came over and said thank you. How come everybody said thank you to us afterwards? It must have been that someone told them all to say thank you. Where do they all get this? This Kiddush Hashem.
And she's distressed that only happens once every 7 years.
Yeah, she was very distressed. She said, I'm devastated. I'm devastated that it's only once every 7 years you have a steam ashash. She said, it's just incredible Kiddush Hashem. It's Chusophis behind us. For sure, it's Chusophis behind us. Our ancestors, our grandfathers, great grandfathers, and also obviously by the course of the others. That's what we say every year. So, Chol Bus Avon. Akedus Yitzchak. That's schus behind us, which is a tremendous schus. But I want to ask you something, Rabbi. What happens if schus avos ends? Then what happens?
But how could it end?
How could there be? There's a shayla of the Gemara. We're still living on
Zera Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov.
And therefore,
how could it end?
It never ends.
There's a continuity.
Always the schus avos. There's a shayla in the Gemara. I think the Gemara he brings down here, but maybe schus avos. Look at
what is
there? Here, number kuf lamed hey. V'hinei sug yeshavus amash mo the schus avos toma. V'chein it could end. Aval anu mechuyavim lirma mimidas shel kodem shel toma schus avos. Uve emes gam achshav nisheres v'china shel midazu. It can still the midas still stays. Aval schus avos hayidei rachamim, but it's the schus avos of rachamim v'kadosh baruch hu.
Every time we say Shmona, that's right. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. We bring out
that account.
The names of our fathers,
yes,
before HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Yes.
Every time we say Shemun Esrei, to remind him that,
yes,
that we come from Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov.
Look what he says here, though, at the bottom. He says, look at the bottom of Kuf Lamed Zayin, the Korosi. Look at the bottom of Kuf Lamed Zayin, the Korosi. We got there, Korosi? He says, "B'shem Hashem l'fenach l'imad, say the bakosh l'zarachem. Afim tichlis l'chol sabos." You have it, Shimshon. Even if you have it, Jonas, in there. Afim tichlis l'chol
sabos.
Kuf Lamed Zayin at the bottom, about 10 lines up. B'korosi, b'shem Hashem l'fenach l'lamid, say the bakosh l'zarachem. Afim tichlis l'chol sabos. Even if maybe it would end, u'kasei l'zeh shatogroy oisim mu'utav kore yudgim u'midas, harei melamid es Yisrael la'asoyz kein, ve'ad yidei she'yazkiru lifnei yudgim. Perhaps it would end, he said. The Ba'in brings down. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still promised, even though there might not be Zuchus Avos, still I'll deal with him in Rachamim.
But we're bound to the Avos through the Torah. We receive the Torah, we're Metzuva, to follow the Torah and to do the Mitzvos.
Right.
And the Torah came through the Avos.
And therefore you're saying it can't
end. Connected.
We're connected.
We're forever connected.
The schus of them. But in their schusim, what's in their schusim behind it? So I wanted to show you Rav Dessler. What does it mean, schus of? What does schus avos mean? He has a chiddushim chat, what it means, schus avos. Let's just finish off. Let's finish off the last thing here. V'chein ihiya odom, and therefore Rav Oisai, this midah is unique from all the other, in the previous midahs, Titian, Emes, Liakov, Chesel, Avon, there was always some righteousness that the people had. But here there's nothing. The Einoi Hogun. So what do you do with somebody who has no schusim behind him? In our dealings with people, afim yifke b'roshoyim, even though somebody might harm you, Rosha, al yischazek enegdom. Don't deal badly with someone who injures you, or yechafim chiyotze. Don't curse them back. Ela yirachim aleihem b'yom esoyf soyfim b'nei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. In the end, they're children of the other sakdoshim. Imheim einam kishayim aboseim kishayim hagunim. They come from ancestry. There is something behind them. Vahamavaze bonim vaze ovois. And therefore, if you upset the children, you upset the ovois. Ein v'tzayni she'isbazu avoseihem al yodei u'mechafe elbeinu u'miskanam kefi koichu. In other words, don't be angry with them. Even though a person might have hurt you and angered you, and you have rights to have time against him, like a Kodesh Baruch Hu acts in that midah, we should also act in that midah. It's an incredible midah, incredible quality. I just read recently about Rabbi Yaakov Edelstein. If you read the book about Rabbi Zecher Tzadik Vavcha, beautiful stories about him. Beautiful. Someone once asked him, how do you become a Gonon Godder like you? How does someone become an Adam God like you in Torah? So Edelstein turns around and says, only on one condition: if you love every single Jew without reserve, every single Jew, then you can become a great Talmud Chacham like me. He said, if you love every single Jew, that's a real Talmud Chacham has Ava for every single Jew. Then you can reach the milas of Torah. Not the limud haTorah, but the quality of Ava, of caring for other people, even though they might do something wrong for you. That's the midas of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. To be close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, to be a Talmud, you have to have his midas. You have to have those midas. If you don't have those midas, then you're not a Ben Torah in reality.
Doesn't the same paragraph, if a person is Merutza L'chol Adam,
yes.
Merutza L'Kodesh Baruch
Hu. Can. But Shimshu is asking, but if a person sits and learns Torah, but it's not just the Torah. In order to reach that high level, you need that midah of Moshe Rabbeinu, of Yaakov Edelstein, what we're saying. You have to be able to love every single person. He's talking about he's a washer. In Yifka Bereshoim, a person is harmful to you, he's evil to you. I heard also about Rabbi Yaakov Edelstein also, when he sat on the Beis Din and he said that like Reuven was Shimon, chayav to Shimon money, he said, Reuven, you have to pay him. Then he discovered if Reuven couldn't pay, then he gave him the money. Is there such a thing? He paid up himself. If Reuven, in the Beis Din, he said that Reuven's chayav, and Reuven didn't have money, so he found ways to give Reuven the money. He himself found the money. Care for other people, even though you haven't got money to pay. He helped him find the money to pay, even though Reuven was chayav. But let me just go ahead.
The Darkei Musa.
Yes.
He brings down a story that when he was young, learning under, I think, Rabbi Rosenstein. In Europe, in Lomza, he came in Lomza, his Rebbe teaching a young kid. So he asked him who's the boy's father. So the Mashkir came and said to a Muslim, Hashem. So it was puzzled. Okay. But who's the boy's father? It's Hashem. So afterwards he explained to him, says, if I told you his father was Shimon, Reuben, then automatically you box the boy. But you have to look at every boy, son of Hashem. You have to have that love and concern.
So true, so true. You box him in and you limit him because of his father or something. Such a beautiful maestro that. Thank you for saying that, Shmuel. Beautiful Meister. But let me just share with you what Rav Desta writes about Zchus Aves. A little different. In Aleph, number page 14 in Aleph. He talks about this. Listen to this. I just want to show you. Halo yisba lemala ki yarashnu yirusha ashira me'avoseinu. We actually have Yerusha from the Avos. Halo heima koichas ha-nefesh v'amidas ha-toivos asher behem nuchal yisrakis ha-mes. The midas that we inherited from the Avos is our character. We have the ability inside us to act like them and against the Yetzirah. The lachso b'tshuva, the ato negale oid ma'at, the nira niflo. Hein ze asher amanu es inyan. What does chus avos mean? Chus avos means koiches. We are given because of the avos. We have those koiches. Kesher shel koiches zakim. Not chus avos that you pick up the account It's not like that.
In you.
It's you have those koyches. Schus ovos means shehem nikraim zakos. Zak, you have merits which are in your person because you are mizera avon. You are like that. Not that you cash in on their account. But he was saying adayin devukim b'midos same. If we follow in the midos of the others, we are like that. Schus ovos means we can behave in that way. The kevushanim soim bano oisam amidas hatoyus hakoyches asher Hashem yisvach yira b'roicha v'emechach masa ki oiv lo nita kachevel beinenu in our same rakadoshim but adayin yesh tikva ki nitcha b'derech hatshuva. We ourselves are created since we come from Avraham Avinu, especially if you have a person who has a bris milah, bris Avraham Avinu, bris kodesh. You are made in that mold of Avraham Avinu, and therefore you can act in that way, and that's the solve. It's a little different. Not so much that we have an account which we zocher chasdei avos, and that's I think the Mefarshim explains zocher chasdei avos. We have to act in the way of the avos. If you do act in the way of the avos, Chofetz Chaim explains in that way, then we pick up the schus of the avos. It's not just something that you cash in on an account, but you yourself have the ability to behave like them. That's the meaning of schus avos. I was thinking to myself when I was preparing the shiur, so I think that's the pshat of ma'aser avos simla bonim. What do you have to know about ma'aser avos simla bonim? All these acts of the obvious in Bereshis is similar bonim that we can act in that way. It's not just it will happen to us, but we are capable of behaving that way. I was thinking, for example, the mice of Yosef in front of Eshes Potiphar. So how was he able to withstand it? Because the must yokna shall ovi. He had a zechus to see his father in front of him, and therefore he turned around and said to the woman, no. But we also have that ability inside us to think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Shas Pitoi and to overcome it through that koyach. We have the koyachos of Yosef Avinu. Of Yosef, we have the koyachos of Avraham Avinu. We have those koyachos inside us. We're made in that way. And that's the way of our desperate experience. But you, that's the schus avos according to our desperate is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the oitzah, which is one sad, which is being, there's an oitzah for those eino hogun, but that in our behavior, we are able to act like the avos HaKadoshim. They say that's the reason why people were able to Nekadosh Shem Shamayim, give their life up, HaKadosh Hashem, because Avraham Avinu was able to do that. Why are people able to give up all their home and go from America to America? Because Avraham Avinu did Lech Lecha Me'atzmo. We are able to do those things. How can a person give up everything, come and live in Eretz? Because it's in our genes. We are made like that, and that's the meaning of schus avos. It's a beautiful pshat, and therefore to be dovuk in the schus avos is ma'aser avos simla bonim. We're able to behave like that. We're able to behave like that. That's a really different ma'aser. That's what he said. And that's how we be able, and therefore he can tovea on us at the end that you can act like the avos. You have that ability inside you, Mr. Snefesh. And tznius and precious and kedusha, we're able to act like this, and that's the meaning of schusavos. And that, I think, answers the difficulty of this passage here. How can we act like a person with einoi hogun? Yeah, but if we're made like the avos, and we're able to forgive somebody when they do something wrong, like Avraham Avinu begged for stoim and amoyah, but they were b'shoyim. Ken Avraham, he saw in the metzelim and akim. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them, pashtos he doesn't want to destroy them, and therefore he begged. Maybe there's 50, maybe there's 40, and he begged for them. But he knew they were b'shoyim. But that's the koyach of Avraham Avinu. They're brios of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we have to care for them somehow or other to find a merit in them. And that's the meaning of in the end, we have also a cash account. We do have the account schus avos behind us, which is what Rabbi Eliyahu is saying here. That koyach is behind us schus avos. Whether it ends or it doesn't end, I don't know. But it's always HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with rachamim towards us, and that's it, the merit here, which is in this. Okay.